I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wojnarowski?
Here.
So do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
I make a motion to accept tonight's agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we have the council election of mayor pro tem. So normally the council has their own discussion and or somebody makes a motion for the mayor pro tem. So Councilmember Oglesby.
I make a motion that we elect Ms. Tammy for mayor pro tem.
I'll second that.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Oh, no, I don't oppose. Thank you. You know,
to be a job.
I've done it once before, and I appreciate the confidence in the council for asking me to do that.
Thank you. So then we have a confirmation of the mayor's appointment for council standing committees, and we kind of talked about, I've talked to most of the committees and said that I thought it would be good if we kind of had a slow start last year, and if we just kept the committees the same this year since we're working on the comp plan and some other issues and ongoing issues. So if you don't have any issues with remaining on the same committees for another year.
I move to confirm the mayor's appointments to the 2019 council standing committees.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So now we have a resolution confirming the mayor's reappointment of Richard LeCompte to the planning commission, position number one. Do we have any discussion? Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, I was just reviewing what we did last year, gosh, it's 2018 now, when we had the two open vacancies on the planning commission, we had applications come in. I would be comfortable to see that open up for that position. That position is open, which sounds like it is, just to see if there's anybody else in the community that would be wanting to fill that planning commission position.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I understand where Melissa's talking about, but I also think that it's good to keep planning commissioners that want to continue on to allow them to keep moving forward. But also, with that said, I do see, you know, if other citizens want to be on the planning commission and they don't have that opportunity to put their name in because they just, that person, that seat has just gone, has expired, and then they just automatically get replaced, then there is no chance for somebody else to step in and make a case for why they should be on.
Well, we don't have to vote for it tonight. We can open it up and look for applications. Councilmember Edelman.
Well, did we advertise it on the website that there was a vacancy?
No.
Then I think we should probably do that. I mean, I don't have any problem with Mr. LeCompte, but...
Okay. He's expired, so he won't be able to continue at the next meetings, but he could come and just be a spectator because his position has expired. Just so you guys know, which I'm fine with. I mean, I'm not...
Yeah, but then are we going to end up with quorum issues?
What do you mean by expired?
Well, his term was up. He has a 4-year term. His term was up. And he agreed to be reappointed, and we've done that in the past. So last year we advertised because we had one seat that we reappointed. The other seat, we had a vacancy, and there was nobody to appoint. So that's why we advertised. In the past, we have advertised and not advertised. And so because we had issues on the table, we have some things that the Planning Commission's been working on. We thought that since he had been here working on them, it was a good thing to have somebody that was familiar with the Planning Commission. So that's one of the reasons that we decided to continue him on. Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I think that's a really good idea, too. He's got the history, and Chairman McCain and I were just talking before the meeting. They've got a lot on their docket coming up in the next few months, and I think it's important to have that continuity. And we also in the past have had times when nobody applied. So I'm ready and willing to go forward tonight.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
I would say that continuity is a good thing while we're working on the comp plan. The last thing I would want would be to have someone new on the Planning Commission have to come up to speed on all 200 pages of the document that Melissa and I are struggling through. So, Barbara, by the way, Barbara's been great help with that. That's what she's been really great helping us through that. So I would support reappointing someone.
Councilmember Deedy.
So with all that said, I do think that we don't know as a council or as planning commissioners who's been following the comp plan, who's been reading it, what citizen is up to speed already. And, you know, granted, we haven't heard from anybody in emails or anything saying, hey, I would have liked to apply for that position. But I think it would be good to put an ad out and just allow people, you know, whether it be up for 7 days, 10 days, or 2 weeks, or whatever, and see if there's anybody, and then come back. If not, then go ahead and confirm Mr. LeConte. But I don't think there's any problem with having one person missing from the Planning Commission at this time.
Yeah, you do, though. I mean, they didn't have a quorum last time.
And then bring them in next month.
Councilmember Oglesby.
So help me understand. So if we put the application out for the citizens of Black Diamond to apply for this position, can we do that within 2 weeks and have them, if people apply to that, we can make a vote on the next council meeting?
Probably not, because I would have to interview them.
Okay. So maybe by the first February.
Yeah.
Would be a good timeline.
Yeah.
And so, and that person, it would only miss one Planning Commission meeting of this month of January, then. It would be one vacancy for the one meeting of the month?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Maybe two? Okay. Thank you.
I'm just watching Pam. Yeah, there was a problem last time, so.
Yeah,
we didn't have a quorum.
Well, maybe once people on the Planning Commission know that they're missing one member, maybe they'll come to the meeting. And, you know.
Yeah, the last Planning Commission, there wasn't a quorum, so they couldn't work on the item that they were planning on working on and move it forward to council. So it got stuck in the Planning Commission, and those commissioners know what they were supposed to be working on. So, but if you want to postpone it, I think you probably should make a motion to postpone it and advertise for the position.
So I make a motion to postpone it and make an do an advertisement for the position, and maybe come back next month to see if anybody applies.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Yeah. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay. So motion carries. 4-1.
No, it was 3-2.
3-2.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Well, because you didn't really call for the nays, but we did.
Well, I did. Yeah, okay. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
I move that we adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's time for public comments. If you wish to address the City Council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address Council? Brock.
Hello, Brock D. I'm from Black Diamond. Grew up in Maple Valley. I'm here to request that you, the council and the mayor, think about compensation for the role of gym manager. So I've been doing this with help from others for a couple of years now. And the main activities that I do when I manage the gym is take requests for times, then support by going up, opening the gym, then closing it when the people are done, and collecting money and turning that into the city. So as we've done that in a volunteer state, it's gotten more busy, very busy on Monday of this week because Tahoma schools were out and everybody wanted the gym yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So it's a struggle sometimes when a lot of people are trying to schedule a location and it's all coming to one person to try to manage that. So it becomes a little bit more difficult, and as more people get there, there's more time taken from my family to go up there and open and close and in support of that. I enjoy it. It's fun. I get a lot of good feedback from people, and a lot of people really enjoy the gym, but I was just thought at this point and maybe going forward, if you guys could find some extra money somewhere that maybe you can make it a part-time paid position or a percentage of what we bring in or something like that. So just requesting that. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it is taking quite a bit of time and it, sometimes a little bit frustrating. So maybe there'd be something in for us. So the other thing is I appreciate the framing of the Achievement Award there, and I really think that's great, and I appreciate you guys doing that. Thanks.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Pam?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Pamela McCain, Chairman of the Planning Commission. It's with great excitement that I stand up for you at this first meeting of the year and let you know how excited we are on the Planning Commission side to be working on some real proactive planning policy measures for the city. I appreciate the discussion that we just had about commissioners. I do have two brand new planning commissioners that have not got but a month under their belt. And we do have some real pressing issues that personally I would appreciate the participation of Mr. LaConte, because he is one, willing to serve, and two, he has really helped us come inform some important dialogue on the comp plan. And I know that that will be re-reviewed at some point in time, hopefully mid-year this year. So just my opinion on that. Do appreciate, looking forward to working with all of you, and here's to a great 2019. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Linehan. Move it away from you a little bit, maybe.
You're getting feedback whether you like it or not.
Is there a there we go. Oh, okay.
Speaker, you get feedback.
Okay.
Oh, magic.
Well, I'll talk very quietly. I just wanted to point out for everyone, I've heard the concern about not having a quorum for the next planning commission. And actually, I'm sorry, I couldn't pull this code provision up fast enough on my phone. The reception here is not very good. But the Black Diamond Code does say that although planning commission terms expire on December 31st, members of the Planning Commission shall continue to serve until their successor is appointed and qualified. So okay. Mr. LaConte can continue to participate until
good.
He's all either right. Reappointed or somebody
yes.
else.
I did not know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you. So, Gary?
Good evening. Okay, just so we're not fighting each other. Gary Davis, Black Diamond, and just welcome everybody back 2019, or I mean forward to 2019. There are little keychain lights there piled on the desk. Grab one on your way out. Thank you for showing up and putting up with the ins and outs of doing this more or less thankless job, despite some of the perks. It's still kind of thankless, but thank you. You might.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment. So we have a resolution under new business for authorizing the agreement with Gunderson Law Firms for the providing prosecution services to the city. We had several applications. We interviewed two people that actually were experienced. And the Gunderson Law Firm, there's two brothers, and they work together. One of them is probably going to do the majority of the prosecution services, but the other one will be able to fill in, and they will be able to keep track of each other because that's what they do right now. And they are both familiar with the judge and with the clerks and have worked with the judge before, so I think it'll be a good transition. And during December, we had a kind of an interim contract with them so that if they needed some help with cases, which they did, they were able to get a hold of them and get resolution and get responses. So they were very happy with the responses that they got during December, and we're looking forward to a new prosecutor. And so I would appreciate you approving this new prosecuting services.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 19-1289, authorizing the mayor to execute a contract with Gunderson Law Offices, PLLC, for prosecuting attorney services.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's time for department reports. Chief Smith. Okay, Mr. Farrell is a commissioner.
Jim Farrell, commissioner for your commissioner. I'd like to say that we had a very successful time in a fire truck with some of our commissioners and also with some of our elected officials here. We were able to go ahead and collect over 4,000 pounds of food for two food banks. And I don't know if we got an awful lot of toys. We didn't weigh the toys. But I can tell you there were some very, very happy children who were served by Children's Home Society in Auburn and by the Black Diamond Food Bank and Senior Center. I know that we filled up the back section with toys at the Senior Center, and then in the garage in the back got a ton of food. Actually, 2,000 pounds worth.
Actual ton.
And we're certainly proud for the participation of the folks that were there helping us out doing this, and proud to be a member of this community to be able to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. That's amazing. Chief Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, Happy New Year. Let's see. So I put together some information on your call responses for 2018. It's preliminary. We're digging down into this, and so be a lot. I'll bring you something a lot more comprehensive probably in the next couple of months on this. So. Anyway, fire calls, you had 25 fire calls in the city of Black Diamond last year, $114,000 in fire loss. $100,000 of that was from one fire, detached garage. Again, $5,000 in a vehicle fire, $5,000 in a kitchen fire, and $4,000 of damage to a fence on July 4th from fireworks, if you recall that fire. So EMS calls, 394 EMS calls, so 69.8%, almost 70% of your calls are EMS. That's pretty much average across the board. 27 or hazardous conditions, typically those are wires down, those type of things, trees across the road. Service call 38, those are where we go help people. It's not an emergency. Maybe somebody fell down and they can't get up. They brought somebody home from the hospital, can't get them in the house, those type of things. Good intent, that's typically where somebody's barbecued in the backyard and somebody, the neighbor thinks their house is on fire. So we had 46 of those. False calls, 31. 564 calls. The average is 1.57 calls per day. So you're averaging one time a day someone in the city of Black Diamond is calling because they need EMS. So that's those. To me, those are probably the most important calls because we can replace homes, we can replace automobiles, fences, but we can't, you know, we can replace people, but not with the same people. So, we're also working with 10 trails related to fire department attending events there. We did that, I think, two Saturdays ago because I know there was, at one time, there was some talk about welcome wagons and brochures, and I don't know, did that ever go anywhere?
We did brochures.
Oh, you did?
Actually, we did prepare a brochure, and at the end of the month, Brenda sends them out to all the new people that we've set up for the month. And so we send out the welcome brochure, and we send out the map by the chamber, and we're going to start sending out the Lake Sawyer Parks Foundation flyer.
Is there anything in there about the fire service or in your brochure?
Yeah.
There is. Okay.
Yes,
I'd like to take a look at that. So I don't know that I ever saw it. But.
Brenda's got it.
Brenda's got copies.
Okay. And then maybe we can add something in that. You can just, would you send it out with Bill?
I don't have the file for it. Someone else made it.
No. When you send that out, do you send it out like with a utility bill or something?
No.
Or?
You just send it out separately.
Okay. Welcome to city. You owe us money. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. So. Get a hold of me.
All right. Thank you. One of our, I don't like to call them new career firefighters. They're new, but we haven't hired any additional people. These are our firefighters that are taking the place of people that have retired. So. One of those career firefighters graduate end of January. We've hired two other replacement career firefighters, and they start the academy in February, so sometime this spring, late spring, they'll graduate from that. Effective January 1, which was the first part of this month, Mountain View Eastside Fire and Rescue, which is, they cover a huge area up, Issaquah, that area up in there. City of Snoqualmie, all of us have joined the South King County Training Consortium. So we were a little hesitant to do that because it was kind of run by Kent Fire Department. It was Kent Fire Department way, but now there's so many different fire departments that have joined, so it's a true consortium. So it's working out. Hopefully, work out really, really well for us. Our training officer will spend 2 days a week down at the training consortium helping there. Nothing new on the Lawson Fire Station. We gave the city has the fire apparatus specifications, and Deputy Chief Barlow is making contact with May to start working on the process for going out for bid and purchase of the fire engine. March 16th there'll be a volunteer graduation. That's our second academy of last year that we'll be graduating, and we're going to hold that at our station 96. And in March, we'll start a new volunteer fire academy. So it's lots of training going on. So, and if you know, and those applications have to be in by January 11th. So if you know anybody that might be interested, have them go to our website and they can do all that pretty much there. Working with the planning department on city codes that related to fire department, building codes, things like that. Been working with them. I don't know when those will come through the planning department. If I go to legal first, I'm sure the mayor will see them and some things. And the planning committee will see those before they come to the council. I think that's all I have. The next, Commissioner Farrell said, we did really good with the Christmas engine this year, so we're hoping to do the same next year. And pretty soon we're going to have to start in October. Because we were out for three nights in a row, you know, for a long time. And we didn't hit every place we wanted to. So looking forward to next year with that. So. That's it.
Thank
unless
you.
There's any questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't believe we have any other department reports.
What can I?
Councilmember Deedy?
Chief Kiblinger, I just was curious on how New Year's Eve went, because it sounded like the 4th of July around my house. So I've had some people ask, you know, what can we do? And I say the only way, you know, to do anything is to hire our full force to be out and on every street to catch somebody doing that. Otherwise, I don't know what to do. Because
there were complaints.
Yeah, I mean, M80s, whatever they were, going off everywhere in the city. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the
solution. It's actually illegal in the city.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right. So I don't know what the solution is, and I know we've talked about.
Oh, it's legal for 4 hours.
Yeah, you mean you pretty much got to catch them doing it.
Catch them and see them doing it. Someone calls the time we get there.
Right, because I know as a council. Not this body council, but we have discussed about, you know, options of different things, and it just doesn't seem to work. So I don't know, other than to get some citizens to follow our codes, I don't know what to do. So I'm just curious as to how the two officers, I believe, that were on duty, how it went, how they handled it.
I'd have to pull the case reports with me, so I can present that at our next. Actually, I'll see you next week at our
Okay.
So I see how many calls. We didn't have any.
Okay, great.
Even back on the 4th of July, if I remember correctly, we only had maybe four fire complaints. We didn't have any. And that was over a week period. That was just
right.
They all go complain on Facebook.
Of right. Of course. Yeah.
Especially during the Seahawks games.
You have to have that M80 go off every time the Seahawks make a touchdown. It's tradition. It's unincorporated King County on the west side of the lake. That's all I know.
It's a very difficult thing to enforce. Yeah. And we don't confiscate a lot of that stuff anymore either because there's nowhere to take it.
Okay. Thank you.
So in the last month, when we were, after our last council meeting, I met with the Southeast Area Legislative Transportation Coalition on our new legislators. We invited them to a meeting, and we met with them, and we've had a couple of economic development meetings with Maple Valley and Covington, and we're holding quarterly meetings now, and we've had some talk about working with some of our new commercial people that are interested in forming some kind of an economic development committee because they want to get to know all the people in the city. So we will be working on that in the next couple of months and seeing if we can get some people together since they are some new owners and some new businesses in the city. But basically, there weren't a lot of meetings in December. So it's time for council reports. Let's see. What did I do last time? Okay, Councilmember Deedy. Let's just start at the beginning.
Okay, so I did a ride-along with the fire department on that Christmas collecting for the food and the gifts, and it was amazing. It was a lot of fun. The kids and adults were so excited to see the fire truck, the 8-car, everybody pull up, and just Santa Claus getting out. It was a blast. And thank you for all the food that was donated to the community center and the toys. I know when Janie and I rode, the ambulances were packed full. I mean, people were bringing food out everywhere. So thank you, all the housing developments that we were able to go through were appreciative. I know others would love to have us go through as well, but it's also a time thing. So so just thank you. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for inviting me. So I did have a question about the welcome brochure, and that was already answered. So thank you, because I haven't heard anything. sense. So, and New Year's Day, I had a question about that. I just want to touch a little bit on what Brock was talking about, because when he talks about we as in people that help him, it's me, Brenda Martinez has opened the gym, Mayor Benson has opened the gym, Kevin has opened the gym from the city, Andy Williamson. He has to at times call on people and say, hey, I've got, like this week when Tahoma is out, and every team in the world from Tahoma wants that gym. And today it was from 11 to 1, from 2:30 to 4, 4:30 to 5:30, 6 to 9 tonight. So I stepped in and I kept walking up here and opening the gym for those times. So it's probably about 15 to 20 hours a week, and when I say that, it's not like he's on the phone with everybody. It's people saying, hey, I gotta cancel, I gotta reschedule, what about this day, Brock, what about these days, how much are they gonna be, can I have this, can I do this? It's all kinds of questions. Let's see, he like I said, he collects the money, he turns it in to Shane. They both go through it all, they both count it, it's all accounted for at the city. Brock keeps the calendar, so, and he keeps everything for his protection and for the city's as well. It's not just volleyball teams, basketball teams. Volleyball is Wednesdays. He's there for all of that. It's opening it up, so like today is from 11 to 1. I did that. I walked up there at 11. Gave him my phone number in case anything goes wrong. But you have to stick around. You have to be here. You have to. You can't plan anything because you got to be in town for anything to come up or whatever. So if this does come to a vote or anything, I will recuse myself and not vote for this because he is my husband, and he's doing an awesome job. But I feel that it'd probably be best that I recuse myself on a vote of that. Deciding if that's a paid position or not, or if you decide to open it up and find other people or whatever. But I just thought it'd be best to just say that, you know, I'll step out of that and not vote for that. But he's doing an awesome job. It is a little stressful at times at our house during that. So I think that he would, I think that position does need to be paid because it is full-time, half-time job, a half-time job, part-time job for somebody who runs that. And they definitely have to be around Saturday and Sunday and the evenings to do it. So just wanted to give my 2 cents on that.
Okay, Councilmember Oglesby.
Well, it was a pretty quiet December for me, too. I did last meeting we had here, and other than that, spent time with families and friends and ran my business, and that's all I have to report. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I also did the ride along with Santa, and it is fun. It's one of the funnest things I think we as council members get to do, to meet these neighborhoods that are not necessarily within the city limits. They're on the west, like the west side of Lake Sawyer, but they're within the fire district. The compliments that I heard of our fire department, a young man, like 8 or 9 years old, had a series of small strokes. Our fire department responded. They did what they needed to do. This kid was running around in circles, just having a grand time, just being a kid, because our fire department responded appropriately. So thank you guys, because, and I know firsthand, you have an awesome group of people that work for you. And I know when we needed them a couple of years ago at my house, because I was here at a council meeting, I've never met a more professional bunch of folks, so I appreciate that. I also dropped in on Hometown Christmas. On the 12th, I had a public issues committee meeting. One of the issues that was brought up, and it's been mentioned to me by our police commander, is the attitude of King County and our prosecuting attorney that if you've got a gram or less of any kind of drug, they're not going to prosecute. I think this is a real problem in our county specifically. I don't have an answer. I have no clue what to do. But I'm scared for our county and our surrounding cities with this permissive activity, that's the stuff that's going on because of Seattle and King County's attitude. So I don't like that at all. On the 13th, I also attended the CLTC meeting, met our new Congress lady from the 5th District, and the new representatives and senator from the 47th and 5th Districts for Olympia. They were just drinking out of the fire hose, so hopefully some of it sunk in. And then after that meeting, I went to Bellevue, I mean immediately after, to an Association of Washington Business and Bellevue Chamber of Commerce meeting, and the subject was transportation. So it's very interesting to go from our suburban, rural transportation issues to what Bellevue's up against. And these were some pretty big movers and shakers in that community. So that was kind of an eye-opener, too. But everybody's worried about transportation. There sounds like there might be a transportation package of some variety coming up in the legislature. But so that was about it. I was sick on Christmas Day, so I canceled Christmas Day. I stayed in bed. Anyway.
Council Member Stapp.
I attended one Finance Committee meeting during December. It was nice to have kind of a few quiet weeks where we weren't really working on any particular issues. I appreciate our city staff and the council getting the budget passed early and safely. So it was a quiet month. I would like to thank Brock Deedy for all the work that he does, keeping that gym up and running. And it sounds like we need to have some discussions about a recreation department or some addendum to the parks department, so that, you know, as we grow, we're going to have more recreational activities, and we need to be on top of it. We can't necessarily be depending on the good hearts of our volunteers to manage what needs to be taken care of in the city. So I think we need to have some open discussions about that coming up pretty soon. On the transportation issue, I've heard several anecdotal stories about people who are trying to get to work. And I know from a meeting I went to last year, the Association of Washington Cities, the theory in, and you know, maybe I'm super simplifying, but what I heard from the Department of Transportation was that they really want people to get out of their cars and off the road, and that's why they don't really want to build a lot of new lanes. But the anecdotal stories I heard were, there's no parking at the train stations or at the bus places. So, okay, you know, get out of your car, but then what are you going to do? So I know, Mayor, you're on the South Area Transportation Skateboard. These issues are what need to be at the top of the list, and we in the city are going to be dealing with these issues with our citizens, and we need to be thinking about how we're going to be proactive and help support our citizens to be able to get to work, whether it's in their car or in the train or on the bus or whatever it is. My sister from Bonnie Lake drives her car to a park and ride, takes the bus to the train station, takes the train into Seattle, and she used to have a Leaf car where four of them hopped into the electric car and drove up to their job, but they lost their parking space, so they don't have their Leaf car anymore, so she gets in the bus again. So that's just one person. And I know another family where the wife would drive the husband to the train station and pick him up from Bonnie Lake to Sumner. So these are going to be stories that we're going to be hearing over and over again in our community as we grow here and people are working outside of Black Diamond or the very local area. People need to be able to get to work and the transportation needs to be available. So that's just my little two cents about where we need to be thinking about how we can cooperate and get our stories and our messages out to the state and the county. Thank you.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
Well, to continue on traffic, as we, I don't know if everybody knows, but the viaduct is being closed down on the 11th, and both the City of Seattle and King County have asked most employers in the city or in the area to let your people work from home. So they are expecting 405 and I-5 to be a parking lot for at least a month during rush hours. Yeah, exactly, if not years, right? It currently takes me an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to Mount Lake Terrace. That's on a good day. I've had nights where it's taken me close to 3 hours to get home. Luckily, you know, my employer has realized that they have to do something, and we're working on working from home more often. Traffic is not going to get better until they realize that people are not going to get out of their cars just because that's what they want in King County or in Seattle. People are not going to get out of cars because they like the freedom to be able to go when they want. Right now, if you try to take a bus from here to even Bellevue, you are limited to when you can get back here, right? So there's only so much bus service. It's not convenient. It's convenient if you live much closer to the city, right? But it's not convenient from Black Diamond or further out. I'll get off my soapbox. Let's see. Had a rather unluckily exciting Christmas, but I want to thank everybody who reached out with good tidings and well wishes for my son. He's doing great. I also want to thank the fire department for being at the Polar Bear Plunge on the 1st. So I will reopen my invitation to anyone who wants to join me next year. This is something I've been doing for 23, 4, 5 years now. I've done it in lakes in upstate New York. I've done it in Lake Washington. I've done it in, two different parts of Lake Washington. I've done it in the Columbia River, and now I've done it in Lake Sawyer. So it's much colder in New York.
Thank you for representing.
Hey, so, I'll take you up on that, except I want to choose the day. Like August 15th. Lake Sawyer is about 78 degrees.
So I actually, 1 year when I was living in the Tri-Cities, I did it by myself. I had friends watching, right? They came to support, but no one else got in the river with me. So, but for me, it's a great way just to ring in the new year. It's kind of something different to do. But I do thank the fire department for being there.
1 year of time to get a bath,
too. It's true, right? Yep. And hopefully you don't get duck itch, right? Because, you know, but usually the water's cold enough that you don't get duck itch this time of year. So, it was great to see all the people there, right? I mean, it's a great community event, even for all the people that just come and watch and laugh, right? So, or point, or hold towels, or whatever, right? So, or, you know, hold the cocoa, that kind of thing. But it's a really good community event, I plan to support it for the years to come. Besides that, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. I want to thank all of our city staff for everything they've done over the past year. We appreciate all the hard work they do and their dedication to the city. And I wish them all let's put it this way. I wish them that 2019 is their best year yet.
Thank you. So you did bring up skateboard, and I forgot that we had our meeting the third Tuesday of the month, and we were finishing our legislative agenda for skateboard, and Covington, Maple Valley, and Black Diamond wanted to get the last 4 miles of Highway 18 that wasn't included in the package for the intersection for I-90 and Highway 18. There's the last 4 miles between Issaquah Hobart Road and Raging River that wouldn't be 4 lanes wide, and we got them to add it to the legislative agenda based on the fact it's a transportation issue and it's a bypass for going 405 or I-5 if they can go 18. So we got them to put it on the agenda. We kept after them till we got them to do it. So between the three cities, we just stuck together to the very end, and one of the guys that's in public works in Covington, he goes to all the meetings, doesn't usually sit at the table. As soon as we started talking, he got up and got at the table and just chimed in and he says, well, let's just talk about, we can't put every single thing on the legislative agenda. So we're talking about transportation, intermodal, to get things to the Port of Seattle, and this one fits in with everything else that we're doing, and let's go for it. And everybody finally agreed. So that was a big accomplishment for us to get that on the agenda. So do we have an attorney report?
Just one brief little fast thing. Our firm hired a new attorney. His name is Andrew. He came to us from the city of Seattle. He had been there in the prosecutor's office for several years and then the civil office, civil side for the last year. So he's great. He's really smart. He's really funny. I hope maybe you guys will get a chance to meet him and work with him a little bit from time to time. Just wanted to include you in about that. You can start getting an email from Andrew from time to time. He's our new guy and he's awesome.
Thank you. So now it's time for second public comments. If you wish to address council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one. James.
He's a someone.
I looked at him and he didn't have his hand up.
I was what?
Contemplating.
No.
Am I going to speak?
I'm going to speak. You know, in this past year, my name is James Stout, and I'm from I live here in Black Diamond. This is my town. In the past year, so much has happened. I look at this city council, and I see the incredible work that you've done. I see that your willingness to work with this incredible city staff to actually go to meetings and work together and work things out. I like when you just really had a vote here. It was 2-3, and it was a mixed bag here, and that proves to the naysayers that things are not just rubber stamped as so many times accused of. You know, and I drive down the road and I see the little nuances of the wonderful things that have been done. You drive on Roberts Road where it's curvy there and, you know, those shoulders are repaired. And if you never lived here, you wouldn't notice that. But those of us who've been here for a couple weeks, it's a really wonderful thing. You drive up in 10 trails and let's see, how many houses did we have last year at this time?
Zero.
None. And look what we have today. It's just impressive, amazing things laying out before us. We have, you know, buildings, commercial buildings going in, but we just have so much growth. And so it is truly a combination of each individual here on the city council, and the individual public workers, you know, the staff, and everybody working together. And my hat is off to each one of you for what you have done. And also personally, you know, the love and support that you have given my family with all the things that have happened in this year has been heartwarming. Our normal little world is within just our church family and our immediate family, since Aaron Rose has been part of the city council and the exposure here, you know, we have literally a new family, and it is very heartwarming, and I thank you very much.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Gary?
Good evening. Gary Davis, Black Diamond. First of all, thank you, Mr. Wasowski. Regarding your transportation comments, while my mother was still alive, it was a constant pain trying to get into Seattle to get her to doctor appointments, to hospitals. It's not quite so bad now if she were still alive because services have migrated out to where it's not so bad. You can catch things in Renton, sometimes in Auburn. And Councilperson Elbelman, your comments you made about the promiscuity in the county and surrounding area, and this safe injection mobile van. I'm trying not to use what I want to say, but we have to be as proactive as we can to just let the county and everybody else know we don't want Black Diamond to be considered a safe site for drug use, is basically it. What we're actually going to have to do to keep after them about it, because there's a lot of inertia. People are making money off of the homeless problem, and those people have an incentive to see that it continues more or less as it has, which is just not going to work, I'm afraid. So thank you for your efforts, and hopefully 2019 will improve.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant, and I live in Bellevue. And I grew up in Black Diamond, and I wanted to make a comment tonight because you hear me say that a lot, that I grew up here and I live in Bellevue. And I think it's an appropriate time to point out that one of the reasons that I live in Bellevue, and also, you know, I love Black Diamond, and I'm here a lot to spend time with my parents. And the reason is because it is not convenient to commute to a job in Seattle or Bellevue from Black Diamond. And I don't think that it is ever going to be, or even that it should be. There's a progression of a more rural area going south and east that a lot of people really appreciate. They don't necessarily want this to become a big city. I'm sure you've heard that. And I don't want the state tax dollars, the local tax dollars, the county tax dollars to necessarily pay to build a lot of roads out to Black Diamond when that's a very expensive proposition that's going to negatively affect the area in a lot of ways. So that's why I don't live in Black Diamond, even though I really do love it. And, you know, I keep coming out here because I really do care about what's going on. But it's not some place that everyone can live. Thank goodness it's not. To be a small town, you have to sort of stay small. One other comment that was brought up tonight is that the shoulder on Roberts Drive, I just want to point out that I said it before, and I walk that road a lot. Again, even though I don't live here, I've walked Roberts Drive all my life. And my mom, you'll see her out there walking it frequently. She's pointed out to me all the places where, since Oak Point did that project to put their water line under Roberts Drive and under the shoulder, they did not put the shoulder back the same. They did not revegetate as they were supposed to per their agreement. The shoulder wore away more easily than it has in the past. And that's why the taxpayers of Black Diamond had to pay to repair it, more so than just the usual wear and tear. It was a poor job that the developer did that cost the people money. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comments. I do not believe we have an executive session, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.